Wildcats football offensive coordinator Matt Young gives us his assessment of the Wildcats offense during last Friday night's loss to Rockwall Heath.
I thought we were close. We did some good things early on, threw and caught the ball. Kane Cody had a good night catching the rock. I think Tanner's got a great feel with him. Jalen Hawkins made some big plays offensively. And first half we didn't play great, but we played okay and it moved the ball. The second half we really did the same thing. We just weren't able to finish drives. We kind of felt like we left about 21 points on the board with a deep ball incompletion before half, a long run that got called back on a holding, and an interception in the end zone. So we can see that we're close, but there's still lots of little things. We went through and we're charting plays that we learned from, and it was almost two-thirds of the snaps. There was something that somebody learned a little bit more about how Friday night works. We were in two fourth and short situations because we ran a route shorter than we should have, or we took a throw that was shorter than one that we should have taken. Just different things like that we're really looking for this week to be a big step from our quarterbacks, both Tanner and Ryan, to have a little bit of grasp on down and distance, from our O-line to understand some situations and expectations on blitzes, to receivers understanding route depths. But overall, pleased. You know, Scott Galarza came in and gave us some tough yards, helped convert some first downs. On the outside, Ryan Humphreys and Simeon Taylor both did a good job catching the ball, and really excited what they're going to bring to the table. So really, it's just the process we've talked about from day one with these guys, continuing to improve each day, and they did that yesterday as we get ready for Sherman.
Coach Young also gives us a preview of the Sherman defense the Wildcats will be facing this Friday night on the road.
Defensively, they're still big up front. They have some of the guys that caused us trouble last year up front back, so we know we've got a challenge on our hands there. They also are a different front, which is how we identify responsibility with our O-line, and so there's some adjustments going on right now with our O-line, be able to handle the change in assignment. And they run around the back, really their strengths, that interior group. So we're hoping to get them to run side to side, kind of wear them out a little bit, and really let our tempo kick in.
Mm-hmm. Playing in Sherman, we've had good luck there for the most part over the years.
Yeah, it's a tough place to go play. Somebody, when we were sitting in here this weekend, we said, oh, we're heading to Sherman. They go, oh, the dungeon, because the locker room there is one of the smallest you go to. But great tradition there, been part of many games there. Lots of highs with victories, but also suffer some lows, because you go in, they're going to have a good crowd. It's their place, and they're always a great opponent that's going to get after you. Coach Patterson do a great job, well coached, and we got our hands full. It just goes back to us and execution and continue to improve each day, and hopefully those lead to touchdowns.
KSST Sports.